is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Welcome to Bible Story for Kids. How are you doing? Beautiful. Has been your day? Great. Today, I'll tell you a story. There was this woman who was very, very nice to people. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. And then she died. What? What happened to her? She was sick. And she died. Now, what happened to her? What happened? What's the story? Okay, let me tell you the story. Some good story. All right. Listen. Her name was Tabitha. Her second name also Dorcas. So she's bearing both Tabitha and Dorcas. Tell me, what was her name? Tabitha. You're correct. Dorcas. You're correct too. Now, this woman, she was doing so many good things for people. All those who are poor, who are struggling, those who are widows, that means those who have lost their husbands, those who are without fathers, parents, will take care of them. Will make clothes for them, will cook food for them, and just kind of help them. But one day, you know where she was living? She was living in a town called Joppa. She was living where? Joppa. All right. One day, she became sick. As it got worse. As it got worse. As it got worse. And then she died. Everybody was sad. Then suddenly they heard that there was Apostle Paul. Sorry, Apostle Peter. No, Paul was different from Peter. So Peter was with Jesus, remember? They were together with along the other 11, making 12 apostles. So Apostle Peter was not far from Joppa. He was staying with somebody there. And you know, Apostle Peter was doing miracles, was healing people. So they said, let's go get Peter. So they went to go and look for Peter. And they put Dorcas or Tabitha, he washes her body, put it in her room. So they went to go and get Peter, the apostle. So when they said, come down quickly, come down, come and help us. So he came down to Joppa. When he got to Joppa, he entered the house. And everybody came to him. So he climbed up to the room where they put Dorcas, Tabitha, and all the women were crying. Those people that they had helped, and they were sewing the clothes he had made for them. They were weeping, and Peter was moved. He just looked at all of them. These women were crying. They are saying, who will take care of us now? Who will watch over? Who will make clothes for us? Who will feed us now? Who will be concerned about us now? Peter was moved, so he asked all of them to go out. So he was alone in the room with Dorcas. And Dorcas was dead, lying down on the bed. So Peter now knelt down and he prayed. I know he prayed to ask God to send her back. You know why I said so? After Peter prayed, he turned to the body that was lying down dead. Body of Dorcas. He said, Dorcas or Tabitha, get up. And bam! His eyes were open. He began to stand up. And she sat up. Hey, she was dead before. Now, she's alive. Whoa. Hey. Peter took her by the hand and lifted her up and opened the door and asked everyone to come in and gave Dorcas back to them. Everybody started shouting, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. They were so happy that Dorcas came back to life. And everybody in Joppa heard about it. And many became followers of Jesus. You know what? When you do good, when you are very nice to people, when you helped those who are helpless, God will help you stay alive. Don't forget that. If Dorcas had only been living for herself, who will be there to ask for her? Who will be there to ask for Peter to come? So, always be good to your brothers and sisters, to your friends, in the school, wherever you go. Did you remember that? Don't forget that. Well, all right. So today, do something good for somebody. Don't forget that. Don't kick them. Don't beat them. Just do them good every day. And then Jesus will smile on you and help you and keep you and watch over you, because you are responsible to be something good for somebody else. Thank you for listening. Till we see you again. Bye.